India's cricket board has announced what had been expected, that in wake of the terror attack on Mumbai late last month, the national team will not go to Pakistan. The announcement was made in Parliament by Sports Minister M.S. Gill and the Board of Control for Cricket in India. BCCI Vice President Rajiv Shukla told reporters in New Delhi the timing is not right for such an event.
Taking into account the recent developments as well as the overall circumstances prevailing at present, it is not considered feasible to accord government permission to the proposed tour.
The Indian team had been scheduled to be in Pakistan from January 13th through February 19th. The tour was to consist of 3 test matches, 5 one-day games, and a 2020 international. India blames Islamic radical gunmen from Pakistan for the 60-hour siege of Mumbai that left about 170 people dead. The terrorists attacked luxury hotels, a train terminal, hospitals, a cafe, and a Jewish outreach center. Government leaders in Islamabad say they have seen no proof that any of the 10 men who attacked India's commercial capital were from Pakistan. Cricket is a national obsession in India and Pakistan, stemming from the colonial era when the subcontinent was under British rule. The announcement of the cancellation of the tour came just hours after it was reported that Islamabad registered a formal complaint with New Delhi, alleging violation of its airspace by Indian fighter jets last week. Indian Air Force officials have denied there were any such incursions. Indian media have spoken of a heightened state of alert by forces on both sides of the border. Indian government and military leaders deny they are planning any strikes into Pakistani territory in retaliation for the Mumbai attack. Both countries have nuclear weapons and have gone to war 3 times since gaining independence from Britain in 1947. India is insisting those responsible for planning the Mumbai operation, which it blames on the outlawed group Lashkar-e-Taiba, be brought to justice and that Pakistan dismantle the terrorist infrastructure on its soil. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.